About 3,000 to 5,000 people of color served the American cause. 7,000 to 10,000 served the British. General Washington would have one of the most integrated armies all the way up until 1948, mm-hmm. when Harry S. Truman would finally reintegrate the army for Korea. That would take, it would take over 150 years to happen. Not only that, General Washington also would command at least 3 majority black regiments, one from Massachusetts, one from Rhode Island, and there would be a group that would come in from Haiti with the French, and they would fight in the Battle of Savannah and the Battle of Charleston. They would play an important part in our struggle for independence. Case in point, up in New York, mm-hmm. the battle was not going well. We're losing every last engagement with the British. We're getting pushed southward down through New York until finally our backs up against the river at Brooklyn Heights. We are trapped. The next day, the British are going to close in. They're going to totally annihilate our army. They're going to capture this traitor, Washington. And it's going to be over with right there, right then. But under the cover of night and fog, men would row their boats up. They would load the army into the boats, and they would take them across the river. Some would make it that trip as many as 11 times at night. What people don't realize is that many of those people who are rowing those boats are black sailors from Marblehead, Massachusetts. That night, these men would save our revolution and allow us to continue our fight for independence. There's going to be another battle that's going to come down the pike, on the Battle of Brooklyn Heights. They will get some of this information from some of the black spies, like that James Armistead Lafayette over there. Lafayette's added later on to honor the person he's spying for. They will learn information. The British are going to Yorktown. They'll get it out to Lafayette, Washington. They will make a plan. They would surround the British at Yorktown. But Cornwallis, the man's no fool. He builds fortifications around the outskirts of the city. Why? Because he doesn't want us to bring our heavy cannons close enough to bombard the city. We have to take out 2 of the fortifications. Our first part of attack, we attack, we get thrown back, we attack, we get thrown back. Finally, we start digging trenches towards Yorktown. Washington calls on one of his best regiments, the Rhode Island Regiment. They're sitting with their guns unloaded, bayonets fixed, and they take their objective in 10 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly. The French take out the other one. We bring up our heavy cannons. We commence with the bombardment of the city, which eventually leads to the surrender of the British. By the end of the war, 10 to 25% of Washington's army would be people of color. So people look at me and say, well, that's nice to know, but what does that mean to me? Hear what it means to the present-day people. People who are living now, enjoying the freedoms they're enjoying now, are enjoying them in part because a lot of black people were willing to fight and die so that they might have those freedoms.